Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. And today is November 15th. And how come it seems like just yesterday was November 1st, was Halloween? What do you think?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is
And
weird.
Christmas is like a month away.
Oh.
I am like super, super stressed just about how fast this month moved. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you I know I wanted Thanksgiving dinner to hurry and get here, but
yeah,
still, no, I'm just kidding. But
no, you're not.
I cannot, cannot believe. What's everybody's favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving dinner?
I think we talked about this last year, Mother Dear.
Yeah, but they probably, that's a good thing to talk about every year.
Is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But my favorite thing is stuffing. Mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes, kind of mix them all together.
Yeah, carb load.
Yeah, what's yours?
Sweet potatoes. Yeah.
I'm on the sweet potato.
And a really
duty
good
this year.
A good green bean casserole. Like a good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and yes.
But those are my go-to things in our nice homemade roll. Oh yeah, I'm all set.
I'm on the roll duty's mine this year too.
Oh really?
I didn't tell you what I had to make. That's one of them. Sweet potatoes is one.
How many things are you making? Oh.
And I have more than that. I'm supposed to try to make homemade stuffing and I looked it up and it looks kind of easy.
How come you got to make homemade? Jesse wants that.
Well, we're just talking about it, but you know that you buy your bread now and you like start letting it get hard. And you like rip it apart. It'd probably be really good.
It probably would be a lot better.
Be cool looking. It is actually, when I see all the pictures of it on the recipe I got, it is really cool looking.
This is our last episode for how long, Mom?
Today is?
Yeah, right? To next week's Thanksgiving. So okay. We won't have an episode out on Thanksgiving. I don't know. They sent the schedule. I didn't read it.
We have 6 weeks off. And I apologize because I thought we were still supposed to podcast next week. But you're right. This is the last one.
Yeah. So six weeks off.
Until the new year, right?
Wow. That's crazy. I don't know. I didn't know if we have to do December. We don't do December. We don't do December at all. You said that we got a lot of time off. I honestly didn't read it.
And I was really just quick. Like, oh, we have a good break. So... It's,
let me just look.
We definitely have a break coming up.
You can keep talking, Mom. Talk about.
I know, but but talk about what?
Whatever you want.
Arrow had his first babysitter today.
Yeah, he did.
And for how long? 3.5 hours.
Yep.
And you snuck out, right?
I snuck out. Yeah, I did.
And he was upset, but I think the cutest thing about this whole babysitting thing, she's shaking her head and smiling because I'm so, so happy because it's just so sweet. And we were working at the store this morning because we're opening Saturday, everybody, from 9
to... Yeah, this is what that's... I want to talk about that like more.
Okay, so you got your...
You talk about the babysitting thing and then we'll move into that subject.
So anyways, she got a text and we were busy, so she didn't look at her phone and she missed it. And it was like an hour and a little bit over an hour later. And then she comes in and reads a text. And what did it say, Nicole?
Oh, let me read it exactly. Yeah, I think we're all the way off to the new year. It said, where's her name? It said, He keeps saying he wants Mia, I think, but I don't know what that means. And that's so cute because he's asking for my mom.
Yeah. And so she, with being not having no idea what a Mia is, mm-hmm. like, because obviously You'd he doesn't so know confused. What grandma is, she was so confused. So she's probably spent that whole hour in the house saying, show me what Mia is. But he obviously was saying it very well because she even spelled it M-I-A like we spell it. And she's saying he wants a Mia, but I don't know what that is. I just think that That's is cute. Like the sweetest.
I just
sweetest.
Got the biggest smile on my face. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I saw this. I'm just leaving now. I'll be there in 20 minutes, but that's my mom. He's talking about my mom.
So that made me feel so good. And then Nicole did ask him what he did. What did he say? It's funny.
I said, what'd you do while mama was gone? And he goes, I was crying.
Yeah. So I think that's so funny. And then
I am really happy. We got so much done at the store and I would do it over again and again. And it was perfect. It was for like three and a half hours. And you know, she didn't have to change his diaper, literally just play and hang out. So I think that was a really good first babysitting session and it'll probably take a couple times until he gets like used to it. And he thought I was going to be on property still because I kind of like fibbed and said that. He's like, but you're not going anywhere, right, mama? And I was like, no, I'll be like outside. I'll be, you know, I won't be here like in the house with you, but I'll be around, you know. So I think then she told him probably she's not here and he just had a meltdown.
and I feel bad for her because she doesn't, they're neighbors, but she doesn't know him at all. So like with that easily, like I can stop that crying right away because I just show him one fun thing and that's instant.
Yeah, I was like distraction.
Instant one distraction. But if you don't know and you're trying to like, if you were like
soothing,
if somebody tries to soothe them, that is not going to work. He's just going to cry and cry and cry.
And you know what? I think that's
he doesn't
all,
like to be soothed.
It's the learning curve. You know, you got to learn. It's not, she did a really good job. She did as good as, and who knows? I don't know really how long he even cried for. I couldn't tell he was crying when I got home. His face was totally fine. So it's not like he cried the whole time, but.
Oh no, he definitely
I think she
didn't.
Said he distracted him with Bluey and that was perfect. So yeah, that's exactly what you got to do. Next time I'll leave like a little arts and crafts packet. And I'm like, hey, if he has a meltdown again, like open this, he'll love it.
Yeah, because he does. He likes, and that makes me feel good. And then he told her, Nicole too, he said, Mia's my good baby, my favorite babysitter or whatever. And I think that's so, so sweet. And I'm like, it makes me feel good because I'm older, I feel like I'm boring. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, he's never going to want me to watch him when he has these fun young kids watching him. But no, he still has lots of fun with Mia. Yesterday, he's into this thing where he wants to fight and have wars and everything. So we made news out of the old newspaper. I made a bunch of snowballs and we were having snowball fights. And he just thought he said, you're so silly, Mia. But when we took a nap, he had to take three of them newspaper snowballs and he fell asleep in my arm holding three of them. And I think they're still like in my room, like by my bed, because after that, Victor picked him up. And so we didn't play it anymore. He was just so excited.
And then
excited.
When he got home, we played Nerf gun, like it was completely dark in our house and it's fun, but he doesn't want to stop. Like we did like three or four rounds.
He wants to run and chase and be chased and holler and hide.
He likes the thrill.
Yes. He is very like, he's kind of like you. Yeah, yeah. With that kind of stuff, like how the scaring and everything, like he, even with the, snowball things, he wanted me to call Nicole up, call mama and let's hide. And then when she walks in the door, let's throw them all at her. So I had to, she wasn't even supposed to stop back over yesterday, but I knew she was in town. So I said, can you stop by for a minute? You know? And, she comes in and we're hiding. And then he's like, I hear her. And then he, just wanted to just throw the snowballs and I don't know, but it did melt my heart today. So now I got to go see him after we're done podcasting, just because I want to give him a big hug because he missed me today.
Yeah. I think he's just making it really clear. Like, all right, mom, you or me, I know don't be doing nothing else, but you know, it's I could just like, when I had the conversation, so this is the first time that I had a, you know, when a kid goes to school and they kind of tell you, you know, how was your day? Like, I never leave him. It's always with you. And like, you kind of always tell me what you're doing or you send photos, whatever. So like having that conversation, like, hey, did you, what'd you do? Like, was she so nice and so fun and stuff? And just like the conversation is just hilarious because he's trying to tell me stuff. And then he did make it like sound exciting at some parts. Eventually was like, yeah, we went downstairs and we played and played. And so it's just cute. I cannot wait to, I love that he can communicate back so
and,
well.
Yeah. And like even yesterday when I came in or when I gave him a nap, Dave gets so jealous. He got home from work and Errol, when he's with me, sometimes he'll sleep like 3 hours. I literally wake him up, which mm-hmm. Nicole and Victor don't like.
No, you wake him up after an hour because you get ENC.
No, like 2 hours no. at least. But anyways, Dave came in there and he's like, oh my God, he's so cute. So then Dave plugged in the fan in the room and he just laid on the other side of the bed and it was Dave bugging him. Dave said, how long has he been sleeping? I'm like 2.5 hours. So then he's just looking at him and he's bugging him a little bit, but then hiding behind the blanket. And I never plug in the fan when we lay down. And he's like, he pops up and he goes, what is that sound that I hear right now, Mia? Like he has a big sentence about it. Like the way he says it, he says, I hear something. Do you hear something, Mia? And I said, oh, it's the fan. He said, well, how did the fan get on? You know, and then he noticed Dave was in there because Dave kind of peeked his head out and he said, oh, Nana, you're in here. And he got so excited. And then he's like, mm-hmm. Let's get up. Let's play. And he's just fun, fun, fun. I just, being a grandma is like the absolute best thing, which everybody knows that. That's yeah. a grandma, grandparents. Everybody mm-hmm. says that.
Because someone said that it's, I saw this like Instagram reel that said it's your child twice, whatever that means. Like it's so special because it's your child. I don't know what they meant by twice. Like, oh, because you get to watch me like I'm in your shoes now and you get to watch me smile and the happiness that he brings me. So it brings you double joy of like him and watching your kid like have that unconditional love. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. It's just so important. When I get a good night's sleep, I feel like I can just tackle the day. And if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm constantly like throughout the day, like when can I take a nap? Or because I don't drink caffeine. So I really rely on a good night's sleep. So I am introducing to you guys again, Beam Dream. You know that we've been raving about their powder. It's their healthy hot cocoa for sleep. My listeners today, they get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. It's their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. It's also available in other flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip. So honestly, it tastes so good. I have tried it and it's really great. There's different kinds that you can get too, like with the ingredient wise. So check that out to see what's best fit for you. But it's all tested for high quality efficiency, and it's formulated to ease your body into rest so you don't feel like that next day grogginess and all of that. So all you do is you just mix the Beam Dream into hot water or milk. You can stir it, froth it, and then just drink it before bedtime. And Forbes and New York Times are all talking about it and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. So if you want to try it, it's called the Beam's best-selling Dream Powder. Take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and get up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/coco. The discount is auto applied at checkout, so no code is necessary. But you just go to beam.com/coco for up to 50% off. Thank you so much.
And back to the babysitter thing that I think is so funny. Nicole like really, really liked babysitters, especially like my sister Tiffany, because Tiffany is 10 years younger than me. So she was like 13 to 15 when she was 16, when she was babysitting Nicole a lot when she was younger. So during that time, there was never any like thing crazy going on. But my younger cousins, Amanda and them, she would be really sassy for, and so would her friend Jessica. Jessica would stay the night here. Do you remember the paper bag?
Mom.
Yeah, but tell how funny that is. I'm at my friend's playing cards And
Why this was Jessica's plan? Yeah. What did she want?
She wanted me to come back home.
Yeah, she wanted my mom to come
because Jessica's used to me hanging out with Nicole and Jessica and playing games with them. She was pulling an arrow, like literally. And I think she was like,
we were
10
older.
Years old.
Yeah, we were 10
years old. They're supposed to be going to bed.
I don't know though, because I still had my dollhouse bed. So, well, how long did I have my dollhouse bed for?
Probably till you were 10. You guys were big.
Anyways,
you were at least 7.
Jessica, this is not even funny.
It is funny because she's not even my child she wanted me home.
I was trying to sleep and she's just, okay, honestly, she had an inhaler because she had like some sort of like asthma or something. I'm not even laughing about this. I'm laughing
she
because.
She never had no inhaler.
Yes, she did when she was younger. She did.
I'm talking about the paper bag thing.
I know. So she started hyperventilating and screamed that she pretended.
Yeah, she really could.
She was totally fine. And she's like, watch this. And so
to be honest, I never once, she came to my, Nicole must know that inhaler from school or something. Jessica had never once brought an inhaler to my house and she spent three.
Maybe she didn't have an inhaler then.
I don't know where she's getting that from, but she spent 3 to 5 nights a week at my house from the time she was in kindergarten till the time she was 16. So, and I never once saw an inhaler.
I never saw her use the inhaler, but
she just told you she has one.
I believe that she had one. I do not know that she had one.
Jessica was the funniest kid.
Oh yeah. She is hilarious. Anyways, she's like, watch this. She starts going, it's not funny. And then my cousin Amanda comes running in. What's wrong? She's like, give me a paper bag. Give me a paper bag. And she's inhaling in and out of this paper bag, like just total theatrics. And then Amanda called my mom.
And she's saying she can't breathe and she's breathing in a paper bag. And I said, she does not have any problems breathing. So the place we were playing cards was literally 2 blocks away. So I came home quick and I said, okay, well, I'm going to take you home then if you're sick. No, no, no. I just wanted you to come home. And I was like,
she admitted that it was like but it stressed poor Amanda. It stressed her right out. And I think I was scared because I was like, I never saw anyone breathe. I was a hypochondriac since birth. And I had never seen someone breathe in and out of a paper bag. And I was like, what's going on? It looked like she had done this millions of times.
So, like I said, I have never seen her, which I'm going to ask her. Jessica, I know you listen most of the time. Did you have an inhaler? Because I never seen it. And then, like, another funny Jessica story, them crushing.
When I said she had an inhaler, I'm like, maybe I'm thinking about the crutches. So she came to school.
Somebody had a broken leg.
Someone had a broken leg at school. The next day, well, she rides the bus. So she gets off the bus. The bus driver did question it, I believe. She gets off the bus and she was my best friend, my whole life, like all kindergarten through senior year. And I see her waltzing in. She had golf clubs that were uneven, wrapped with towels, taped on the top. So it was upside down. So the part you hit the ball with is in her armpits.
And she was like in fourth grade at this time.
Fourth grade. We had Mrs. Camp. 2 different size clubs. 2 different length clubs.
And she like literally, because she came over after school. So I picked them up all the time and she spent the night that day and she came. I said, what the heck is going on? But apparently the teacher sent her right to the office and said, was laughing and said, you need to go in the office and get, if you need crutches, you need to get real crutches. And she had to leave them golf clubs either in the office or the locker.
Did
right?
She? I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
she was not allowed to walk with them.
I just remember exactly where I was standing in the hallway watching her come. I'm like, what is going on?
And I am not even kidding you. When I saw them, when I picked her up, it was literally like, like white towels, like not washcloths, but not towels, like the hand towels with duct tape on the end of golf clubs and she was putting that in under her armpit. She like made herself and she said she hurt her foot, but she really didn't. Like she could walk perfectly fine. And I still don't know how her mom let her out of the house.
Yeah, with those, Vicky, I need to hear. Did you help her make those golf club crutches? Because I'm just curious, like, what was going on there? Now that when I was in fourth grade, it wasn't it was funny because my mom like really made it like Jessica. But I mean, we were kind of just like, all right, you know, she hurt her leg. She's got crutches. Those things weren't stable at all.
Oh, I was like, what? Your mom let you out the get on the bus with them. And she said, I said, what did the bus driver say? Like, I said, you cannot, like, they don't even stand upright because you know how golf clubs are. They're not even flat on the bottom because you use the other end that you're holding and they're on a slant. So they don't even like sit on the ground. I was like,
shoot.
What is going on right here? She brings them out and I think I probably peed my pants way back then because I was just in literal shock. And this is just a couple Jessica stories.
I mean,
I said, she was by, I still to this day, people come up to me like that don't, a lot of people know from Facebook now, but before Facebook wasn't popular then, everybody always says, like, when I just have her, and, when I did just show up with Nicole and Jesse anywhere, they're like, where's your other daughter? Mm-hmm. They literally, everybody thought I had two girls and one boy. They had no idea that, because she was never not with me. She was with me constantly. Like, and when I took her back home, while I'm in talking to her mom, she snuck back and hid in the back of my Suburban and I'd get halfway home and she'd have clean clothes and she said, oh, I'm staying again and pop up on me.
And we're like, mom would be like, did you tell your mom? No, just give her a call. And Vicky was always cool with it.
Yeah. Vicky was like, yeah, if she wants to stay, let her stay. But I was like, I am not turning around. Your mom is coming back to get you. No, cause she didn't live close. She lives like, what is it? It's about 5 miles. Which, I mean, that's it's not close. That far, but it's not like in town. So it wasn't like
I think it's
every time she
miles.
Wanted to get clothes or
it was down
get
dirt
from her
road
house. It was like, yeah, it was like 3 miles just down the dirt road. It was probably like over five,
I'd say
six,
7 to 9.
Probably 7, but, you know, down the dirt roads and stuff. But it was like a pain in the butt because I running back and forth. But
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, so this isn't one more story. So we'd go to the... This isn't like that's not that funny or anything. But now that I think about it, we would go to a fish fry, you guys. A fish fry where people come to get fish dinner. And we would set up a table.
It wasn't at the fish fry. It was at the...
family reunion.
At the family reunions. But this is very funny.
So the family reunion, I go with Jessica every
single...
Not
my family reunion.
No, Jessica's family reunion. I'd always go with her, and Vicky would, her mom would set us up a card table with all this nail polish from her house. Okay. So we'd set up all the colors and then we'd make a sign and say, we'll paint your nails for like $2. And we were the worst nail painters ever. We're collecting money at a family reunion. And then the nail polish sometimes would be like, they'd pick a color and we'd open it up and be like, oh, nope, that one's hard. That one's not going to work.
Oh, I used to laugh when they would come home and there's like they did this for a number of years. I said, Nicole, you cannot be doing that. She says, no, Jessica's mom says it's okay. Yeah. They would like sell things or whatever. And they'd make a little table at her family. Like they looked forward to this every year and they got it all set up. They made signs. And they're selling stuff at the...
Yeah.
They'll be like, they would come home and they say, one person paid us $5 and it's only supposed to be $2.
I don't know. It might even have been 50 cents. Who knows?
It was really cheap. Yeah.
I remember there was a lot of quarters involved. So I think it was quarters.
Maybe it was 50 cents and somebody gave you $5.
It was 50 cents. I remember Mr. LeGros gave us $5 at our lemonade stand, and I'll never forget that because we were so happy. And we did it outside of what was
then he was like
Chapin's, the old
principal at school,
Chapin or superintendent, I think.
Oh,
or
superintendent. Okay.
But yeah, Chapin's supermarket when that was going in town.
I did let them have a lemonade stand. They would have had a stand every day somewhere. But I think that's the only time I let you guys do it as a lemonade stand.
That's the only
twice,
time,
right?
I only remember it once, but yeah, maybe it was twice. But yeah, it was really cool. It was fun.
We made cookies and lemonade and and then they were so excited when
Oh, yeah, because I think the lemonade was like literally 25 cents. And so when you get a $5 bill, you're like,
oh. I think they honestly asked me if they could set up a nail polish stand uptown. And I said, no. No. Maybe I'll help you make a lemonade and a cookie stand. Heck no, you're not going to be offering to paint nails.
I will say I hated painting nails because I was really scared to disappoint the people. And it was absolutely horrid what their nails looked like. And I am so embarrassed. Horrible.
I wish the things weren't. Like,
I wish I could video my.
Yeah, that's like, what I was gonna say. It. Like, you guys don't have everything. Mm-hmm. Wasn't taking pictures and stuff of that kind of day and like that. So yeah, it wasn't
or like
the
a video
same
on the
as,
iPhone.
Like,
it'd be hilarious just to see like
some of the people that came. What were
and then
okay,
when Jessica's sister
were the
got
people? Were they little kids or older?
Both. It would be like their parent. What color would you like? And then we start to paint. Just horrible. Just absolutely.
Did you guys even have like nail polish remover and stuff in case you goofed
yes,
up?
Yes, we definitely did. Yes. That happened with every single client we had.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, even some guys would let us do it because I think they just wanted to
give you some money.
Yeah, but we didn't leave that stage. Like there's like a softball game going on. There's all these things going on outside. We were inside at our booth and we didn't move. We were like, this is.
You would have probably had a lot more fun hanging out at the family reunion.
Yeah, we. But
than painting nails.
How did this even become a thing?
You guys must have wanted to make some money.
I don't know. Who knows?
What'd you guys do with the money? I never saw any money from it. You just told me you didn't bring it. Did she take you somewhere? Did you guys spend your money or what'd you do? Or you just gave it to Jessica?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. We didn't go anywhere to spend it. I either took it home or Jessica. I have to ask Jessica. I don't remember. I remember when Megan, her sister, started to get old and wanted to be involved. And we're like, no, no, no. Or Vicky's like, Megan's going to get involved. And we're like, No. She's 5 years younger than us. We're like, she's not getting involved. Megan was because the 5 year difference, Megan felt like she was when I was young. It felt like she was a literal baby, like my whole life, even in.
Well, yeah, because when you're 10, she's 5.
But in high school, even I was like, she's so little.
So when you're 16, so young. She's 11. Yeah.
It just felt like, and now it's, I feel like it's not weird at all, but it's just, it was, Jessica was five, like her and her sister never really crossed paths in anything like sports, interests, nothing until I think after now they're really close. But I always just was like, yeah, man, Vicky had her kids super far apart, but now that's me. Like, I'm like already going to be 3 years apart. I mean, hopefully I have another one soon, but I totally see how that can happen. But it's cool though, because now, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. They never even danced together or anything, I don't think.
I don't. Yeah. She always just seemed like a little kid to me too. And you know, I met Jessica at 3. So Vicky didn't even have her.
Oh yeah.
Yet. And, yeah. So I've known her since like birth and she's always seemed younger. Even we went on family trips and Jessie's 2 years younger than Nicole and Jessica. And Megan would go and Jessie thought Megan was like a little baby, but she was tiny. I felt bad. She's always tried to follow around and be involved. And you guys were like, you know, Jessica
I feel
be like, Mom.
Yeah, we never played with Megan. Like, but Megan never even wanted to play with us, I don't think, except for like the nail polish thing. But yeah, I don't remember that like at all. But it's funny because yeah, Jessie was like, Megan's so young or whatever, and like Megan's too young to hang out with Mom. And then now Jessie's marrying someone younger than Megan. I'm like, this is just how the world works. Like, isn't that funny?
Well, because he doesn't know them as a young kid. He knows her, you know, as an adult. You know, it's like an already.
Yeah, I feel like even 3 years. Like, if I were to get pregnant today, Arrow would think his brother is always like way littler. 3 years. I always thought Jessie was littler, but not really.
Arrow got to hold his first baby last week.
Yeah, it was super. He did good, kind of frozen in time, but he did good. The baby's was 6 weeks.
But you said I wasn't there when I came over. I went over to visit too. It's one of Nicole's good friends, and I know them very well too. And I'm good friends with her too. And so, but they were over for about an hour before I got there. And you said Arrow was a little jealous.
Oh yeah, I said can he, every time I held the baby, he'd stand right next to me, and then he'd be like, but you basically give the baby back and like hold me. And then I'd say, can mama have a baby? No. So
when, but when I got there, like then I would hold, then he was fine. Cause there was, as long as one adult had some attention on him, he was like, he was good.
Yeah.
He just had to have his,
I think that's, that can be totally normal.
Oh yeah.
Especially being with your mom 24/7. I personally, I was a kid who cried every day in kindergarten when my mom dropped me off. That was me. And that is exactly going to be Arrow, maybe. Actually, he probably won't cry, but he will be attached, I think. And I actually cried up to third grade, and I think I told you guys that. It was more secret. But yeah, if that doesn't say, like,
I was attached to my mom.
Yeah, I don't know what does. I was top of my, in third grade, I remember was Mrs. Kane third grade or sixth grade? That was sixth grade. I think I had her in third grade too. Anyways, I remember I had just wiped the tears off of my eyes. I went to the bathroom. Mom always dropped me off at this door. There was a bathroom right by the door. I'd go in there, kind of just cry it out for a second, splash cold water on my face, and then walk into class. And then I remember like 3 minutes later, she was like, there's only two people getting awards. And I think I shared this with you guys too. Only two people getting awards for math and science. And they're the same people. Tell your parents to come. And then it's Nicole and Steven. And then I was like thinking, oh my gosh, I'm such a baby. Like I go in the bathroom, cry, walk in, and then just be like, yep, I'm the A+ student, you know, like so big and bad, but really like I was just tortured being at school. I don't know.
And she got perfect attendance that like 3 years in a row because I did not let her, she cried, but I did not let her come home. I made her stay at school all day. I said, I'll be right here to pick you up, you know, when, mm-hmm. When the end of the day is.
Jesse wasn't like that though, right?
No.
I have this like really, I don't know, emotional, I'm a very emotional person. And I just think that that's who I am as a human being. So that was carried with me since I've been little and I still am like that.
Yeah. In preschool, Jesse like didn't want to, he didn't cry though, but he didn't want to, he would have rather been home than going. You know, when I got there, I think I volunteered a lot. So I was with mm-hmm. there a lot and he'd sit on me and, you know, on my lap and whatever. And he always wanted to make sure I was in his eyesight and stuff. But by the time Jesse went to kindergarten and you were already at school, so he was excited. He's doing what his big sister is doing. Mm-hmm. So, he was totally,
this is a question for listeners. Did your mom wake up with you? This is probably not a luxury that a lot of people had because their mom might have had to go to school or not work. School, go to work. My mom always woke up with us. And then she'd do my hair, help me get ready, help me pick my outfit, whatever. She was so involved in the process that I would go to school and some of my friends would be like, oh, I didn't see my mom this morning, or something would come up of that sort. Or Jessica saying, I just got dressed and popped a piece of gum in my mouth and left. And I was just thinking like, I'm like thinking, wow, like I would not be able to. I was so, I don't know. I was like, man, I don't feel like I could. I wouldn't be okay if I didn't have my mom like with me for that hour before school. And so anyways, that's just kind of, I think I just became dependent on it, but I also loved it. And so like, I never took it for granted.
Sometimes we did like our hairdos on you before yeah. school, like braids and
just, it was fun. And all did you have fun stuff. Doing that stuff?
Or? Yeah. I always,
it never, loved. You never, it always felt like you wanted to be there. It wasn't like I made you be there or you felt like you had to be there. It was like,
no, all but right, and Jesse always wanted to get to school early and Nicole wanted to get there like not until school was starting. So that was yeah. kind of a little bit of it. He'd get mad at me and he's like, I'm just going to take my bike if you're not going to take me now. Because, you know, he wanted to get to school
to socialize
where she just wanted to be, wait until she's like, I don't want to be at school before my friends. I'm not going early. And
I honestly just didn't like the socialization before school started. I'm just like, yeah, I'd rather just sit in my seat and not talk to anyone.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But
did you go, you guys went to the gym when you got there, or did you go
depending on what age you were? If you're young, you go to the gym. When I was young, like up to third grade, probably. No, second grade, maybe. I don't know. Then you just started going
to
your
kindergarten
classroom.
You went right to your classroom. Because I remember dropping you off at your classroom, and that's when you would grab my leg and cry.
I'm sure everything's so different now. But yeah, then obviously in high school, you're just out at your lockers. Being like, oh, I'm shooting the crap. Okay, wait. Oh, I'm not going to get into that. I'll wait till the new year to get into that. But I don't know. Anyways, the store. Did we talk about that?
No.
The store is opening this Saturday. We would love, 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 love to see you. It's going to be... So it's in Cass City. The address is 6234 Main Street, Cass City, Michigan. We're across from Nick's Country Oven. We share a building, and we're the front building. We will have a sign out there, so you'll see that. And we're open 9 to 4. We are still under construction, but not literal construction, just meaning we have work in progress. We have... Everything is not exactly how we want it, but we worked really hard to get to this point, and we're just, like, ready to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, and it's definitely a soft opening, grand opening. We're not advertising it, that kind of stuff. We just want to just kind of... Because actually, like, while I don't expect it to be busy, and while we don't even have anything priced yet. Like, hopefully we can get to that by Friday. We have all the tags on there. We were just waiting for the sticker parts. Did you find them yet? We got to get all that.
I think they're in a mailbox up there.
Okay. So I don't even know where your mailbox is.
I texted them.
But anyways, so we just have to get, we still will be working during the opening. I know my mom's excited. She's been coming up and helping do some stuff. She was steaming some clothes today. And she told me, Nicole, that after you left, that was very hard work.
And
she
I did that.
Steaming is hard
and
work.
And I did that so much. No, it is. It is. It's tedious. It's tedious. It's not, I wouldn't say it's fun. Victor finds it fun, so tells you anything. He said, I'm really glad I came up here with you. I'm having a really good time steaming these clothes, literally. And I'm like,
that
okay.
is hilarious. that is really funny.
It isn't it? But yeah, so we'd love to see you guys. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else, I guess, to say. I haven't shared any photos of it or anything yet because I think I'm just...
Because it's still messy for one thing.
That's true. That's very true. But there's corners that aren't.
Every time we go in there, I can't even tell you how many cardboard boxes I have to break down. There's so much
to work around.
So much. Yeah. It's still...
We don't have a countertop yet, and
we just got light bulbs put in today.
We might not have a countertop by Saturday, but we'll just throw tablecloths over if not.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We just got to get the labor in our sign. I have to find someone to put the sign up outside still.
I was hoping maybe Jimmy could figure that out while he's there. He's pretty
handy.
Yeah. And hopefully maybe Dad. I was thinking Friday night, we'd all probably have to be up there since it's going to be Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get all the final touches done. And
it's exciting though. It's going to be cool. Like, it's just going to be fun to go up there and be able to actually work on the things that are fun.
I'm just so proud of Dave that he actually, he is so encouraging, and it's kind of funny because I thought he would be like, oh my gosh. But he actually, today I said to him when I got home, I called him for a minute. He's hunting or whatever, and he's just sitting in his shack or whatever. And I called him for a minute and I was like, oh my God, I'm tired out. I said, there's just a lot of, it's hard on not just the body, it's more on the brain because there's so much to do, and it's you're just don't know where to start half the time. You know, we're all in different directions, all doing different things at the same time. And he's like, yeah, but you're almost to that point. It's so exciting for you guys when it's open. I was like, well, thank you. You know, cause I was thinking, what did I get myself into? I'm the
Several
one that brought
times.
This idea
yeah.
up to Nicole. And I said, we should do this. You
I'm
know,
just
so.
Burnt. I'm burnt. I'm starting to feel burnt out, but the excitement's there. So
you've actually been good. Cause I can't even tell you burnt out. You've been You've been kicking butt.
Thank you, Mom. I came right from the chiropractor here. I called. I was like, hey, can you get me in? There's something going on with my neck and I have a terrible headache. And then she cracks your neck and the headache's like gone. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
I love that.
I bet you it's the things you do at the store, the same, you know, because we both have our different mm-hmm. things we do. And like,
yeah, it's new.
I've been going through, Nicole's laughing because I have this seat there and I bring bucket after bucket mm-hmm. after bucket and go through everything, tag it, sort it, get it. Like if it stays there, packed away for things. And I'm so sick of buckets that I just cannot like, wait to.
Mom makes you singly. Even though you sit in your chair and do it, you singly make the most progress. I will say that 100%. She actually gets through it. And I want my mom to like be my boss at the store. I don't know if I told you guys that already, but I call her. She's like, it's her store. She's the manager or whatever. Because I like to do tell me what you want me to do. I mean, I have to do things like the layout and I do stuff.
It's so funny when my mom walked in today, did you see her space? And I said, go back there and vacuum and clean back there. She like looked at you and laughed like, gee, she's bossing me around. But otherwise,
you have experience in that. And I also think you can see like a good vision. It's been like that with everything, you know, even setting up for parties or you're good. I have to have a clean room to start in order to see my vision, and there's nothing clean about that room. So anyways, I ordered a bunch more racks and we can't literally fit anything else more in the store. So we have to figure that out, but we have lots of inventory. So we have baby clothes, toddler clothes, women clothes, a little bit of men's clothes, like maybe like 3 items that are just like, if you're in this area, I feel like
a lot of things I pulled out today that I saw for the first time, a lot of cute, like stocking stuffer, accessory mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Kind of like Marshall vibes.
That's your job TG tomorrow is honestly to get all them tables set up because mom's like all the accessory tables and the buckets because Mom was like, today we could work on this. I'm like, no, we're not touching that stuff because Nicole will change it anyway. So I want you to... My funnest thing I did so far was probably dress the mannequins. And this one mannequin that I dressed up, you said Victor was... My mom
Victor,
goes...
No, Victor asked me that. He goes, are you going to finish dressing that mannequin? I was like, what do you mean? I was like, my mom did it. It's done. I was like, it looks fine. And then he's like, oh, I didn't think so. Then he asked my mom, are you done dressing that mannequin?
My mom said today, she touched that one and she goes, is this what this one's wearing? I said, yeah, what's wrong with it? She goes, nothing. I was just wondering if that all went together, but I actually really like that shirt. And that she goes, I was just looking at the shirt, but I did like a casual, like a skirt with a long shirt under the thing and then a graphic tee over it. And then I got like a clip like on the side of the shirt. And I think that they were laughing about that. But anyways, it's actually my favorite mannequin. So that's what the funniest part about it is, because it's actually my favorite mannequin out of them all.
Yeah, that is funny. No, so yeah, you liked doing that. And see, that's not something that I even want to do. So that you can keep doing that. And you know what we got to do is like, oh, we got to put up all the accessories too, like earrings and
that's
all
what
that.
That's what I'm saying. That's tomorrow. You're just going right to that. That's like,
I'm so sick of seeing clothes.
She's lucky like that because that's like how I said, I'm going through bucket after bucket. I sorted everything into mm-hmm. different bins so that everything is like easier to find.
Yeah.
And then she can put, if she doesn't want like certain colors out because it's winter or whatever, she can leave them back in the bin. I have everything. I'm going to label them and they're all there. So it actually works like really good. I have everything sorted and I feel, mm-hmm. you know, feel good about that. I know which women's accessories, children's accessories, like everything, like that stuff is pretty much sorted and like our supply, store supplies versus. So anyways, it's coming, but it's still a lot of work. I mean,
mm-hmm. No, it is. So yeah, we won't, it's crazy. We won't talk to you guys until after the new year.
I hope we can pop in and at least have one podcast. We'll probably have crazy. Because we have, I'm going to have lots to talk about and lots to say.
Yeah. So we'll try to have a December episode, but we're not going to tell you or say what week it is, but Mom will put it on the Facebook page. Probably like, I think like maybe the 18th or something like that. The week before Christmas, maybe.
Yeah. The second week in December. Yeah. We'll definitely get one in there as long as they let us. I'm going to write to her and make sure that they can do it for us.
They can. Yeah.
Okay. Because I definitely want to be able to do that.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I'm trying to think of what else. I thought of a lot of stuff in my head today, but now I'm like, there was something I wanted to share.
Yeah. Well, I know, especially now that I know all you guys have a really nice Thanksgiving with your family. Mm-hmm. Remember, that's the most important thing is to be with people, even if it's not the people you consider family, mm-hmm. and just the people you love, and, you know, just enjoy it. I think that's why I like Thanksgiving is, like I said before, no presents, just hanging out with family. And mm-hmm. I do really miss having the big family dinners just with everybody. But it's hard nowadays. You know, there's nobody has enough room. And so I miss seeing a lot of my family, you know, that I used to, mm-hmm. you know, see.
Yeah, at least once a year, you know, it's just like you make it guaranteed. That's one thing. Yeah, that I hope that you always have Christmas, like a Christmas dinner or something with like my family and Jesse's family, because
I definitely would. Why wouldn't I?
There's some people that their children do not come to the moms or whatever because they're just like they got their own family or whatever. I will always make my day
a different day. Like I said, it doesn't have to be on the mm-hmm. Christmas day.
And I want you guys, I want it to be, well, at least until Jesse has kids, you and Dad to always spend Christmas Eve at our house so you can see like the magic of Arrow and all that. Cause that's so fun.
Oh yeah. He told me yesterday, we watched a Christmas movie. Me and him were watching a Christmas movie when he started to get tired. Cause he's starting to think he's almost like mm-hmm. with his naps, you got to kind of like play it along till he really gets sleepy, and you know. So I put a Christmas movie on, and he's seen people asking Santa what they wanted for Christmas. So it was so cute. He said, "Oh, that," and I got to tell him about his burn. And he said he wants some new golf clubs from Santa because he broke his. He has these, and I think I only paid like $8 or $12 for the set of golf clubs, and they're plastic and with little balls. And he's played the heck out of them because he sets up different holes, and he wants me. There was three of them. There was one for me, one for Dave, and one for him. Now we're down to just his, so we have to share, but he wants to play together, mm-hmm. but he's broke them. So he told me he needs some new ones. So I think I'm going to go to Little Tykes or something a little sturdier now that because he actually plays with it a lot. But anyways, he went home and he told you too the same thing, right? Yeah, he remembered hours later.
He just said, for Christmas, I'd like some new golf clubs. And I was like, okay.
And Nicole didn't know what he was talking about because he has actually real. She goes, Mom, I don't get him no golf clubs. He has real like ones that are kids. I said, no. He wants play plastic mm-hmm. ones that he can play with in the house and set up. He actually takes koozies and opens them up and then uses them for the holes. And we have to hit the golf balls he lays them down and we have to hit the golf balls into the koozies. And mm-hmm. that's what he puts his right next to it. So of course it's going in, but anyways, Nicole got a really bad burn last week. Tell him about that.
Yeah. Just from the steamer. So my grandma was like, the steamer is like not working. So I like took it. And then I was like, what? And then I went to wipe off like the top because I thought it really wasn't working. So like to clean off the top, and I put it on my sweatshirt arm. So through my sweatshirt, and I was like, oh, that really hurt. And then I was like, maybe I'm going to have a mark from that. So I opened it down. My skin's already gone. So anyways, it's just been progressed and it's just been really bad.
It looks really bad. Like, it actually makes me want to puke. Like when I see boo-boos on my children, mm-hmm. like it literally makes me want to throw up. I cannot handle it. I've never been able to handle it. So I definitely know I could not be a nurse, but when it's on your own family, it's like a thousand times worse. I can't even like look. And she showed it to me and I almost literally threw up.
And so it's been blistering really bad, but I think that finally the blisters are all kind of popped on their own. So it's been wrapped, like my forearm has been wrapped for like 4 or 5 days. I just keep wrapping it twice a day. And so then you told me yesterday.
Yeah, Arrow's here and he said he needs a Band-Aid. And I said, for what? And he said, for his arm. And I said, oh, show me. He lifts up his sleeve. There is nothing there, like not even a mark. And I said, is it the other arm? And he said, no, it's my arm. And so I just kissed it. And I said, okay, it's all better. He goes, but I really want a Band-Aid. And then it was just later on, he mentioned it a couple more times. And I'm like, what in the heck? So finally, when he got up from his nap, I handed him the Band-Aid. He's like, thank you, Mia. Thank you. Because it is so bad, my arm. And then I said to Nicole, did he say anything to you about his Band-Aid when she went home last night? And she said, no, he's not saying anything. Like, he's not acting. He's just ignoring it, kind of like. I said, does he still have it on? And she said, yeah. And then you said this morning. Your arm was bad.
I said, hold on, honey. My arm's bad. I got to, because it was out and exposed and he was like wanting a pancake. And I said, just let me look at mama's arm. I got to wrap it up. It looks pretty bad today. And then he goes, and then when I was changing his diaper, he goes, my boob was pretty bad today, mama. And I said, oh, is it? He goes, yeah, I got one just like you.
So he literally wanted that Band-Aid so he could go home because Nicole had her arm bandaged up. But I could not figure it out because I knew he didn't do anything to it.
And this was like super sad. He was like, you know, when he gets like really rambunctious, if I do anything, he's like, I want to help. And he'll go grab his stool and like slam it up against whatever he wants to help with. And usually it's involving me not, like chopping something with a knife. So I have to, you know, make a little play safe area for him. And so today it was my burn and he saw me like with the antibiotic stuff and creams and gauze pads and wrap. He's like, I want to help. And I was like, Errol, hold on, honey. I don't know what you can really do to help. I don't want you to have you to touch this. And so then he goes, I can help with kisses.
Aww.
And that was the sweetest thing ever. I like wanted, had tears in my eyes. I'm like, yes, you can totally help with kisses. That was so sweet. It melted my heart and it knocked me into reality. Like, Nicole, get a grip. Like,
he does do that. Yesterday, that's what I thought was cute. I told you, he said, do I got a boo-boo on my cheek? And I thought something was on my cheek. And I said, I don't think so. He said, yeah, you have a boo-boo on your cheek. I said, okay, I have a boo-boo on my cheek. He goes, you want me to kiss it? And I said, yeah. And then I said, oh, I got a boo-boo on my other cheek too. And he goes, okay. And he gave it a kiss. I thought, I'm like, oh, that's a good way to get a kiss every day on the cheek.
Well, and then this is the last story I'll tell and I'll stop. But today he started limping and he goes, limping all of a sudden. He goes, mama, my leg hurts. And he acting like he can't go on and he's on the beanbag. And I said, okay, let me give it a kiss. And I said, you want me to give it a kiss? And he goes, yeah, give it a kiss. I gave it a kiss and he goes, wow, mama, thanks so much. All better. And he took off and ran. So it's like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. Like he literally is pretending his leg is hurt so he can get a kiss on his leg.
He's so funny.
Oh,
but all of you have a great holiday season. We will definitely get with you and keep up on the page. But happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And yeah, enjoy the holidays.
And be safe. Thank you guys for a great year and a great season. But yes, we'll be back in December. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.